Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim, one harmonic whole. And it's our Monday morning. So we had some fun things to ponder over the weekend in our life. And so Jill made some really cool correlations that are happening in her life, but not, I mean, yes, our life impacts other people, but it's like if we're feeling it, we know that a lot of other people are seeing it and feeling it.
Well, when you start getting picking up on patterns, so I was talking with a dear friend of mine over the weekend, and that was the thing that came to me. So I was like, wow, there are a lot of similarities. Like, her and I are very good friends, but we don't actually, we live a ways away, and we like do little text messages often, but we don't like connect very often. It's more an exception. And when we do, it's like, oh, that's what's going on. Well, we connect. And I was like, oh my God, there's so many similarities. And yeah, that's where I suspect that there's other stuff going on here. And one of them, Kim, was about patterns. But these are more about our own like internal patterns. Now, you and I have talked this and on the show many times in the last few months, there's been conversation around patterns and shifting patterns. Or habits. But the phrase that came to me over the weekend through a documentary that I watched is a phrase that's called, oh, drum roll, you ready for it?
Yes.
Brace yourself, everyone. It was called Death by Yes.
Death by yes.
Death by Yes. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, wow. It's kind of what we tend to do with habits and things that make us comfortable, even if they're not good for us. We consent and we say yes to them, even though we're like, I do remember very recently we were talking about, why do I keep doing that? That's a death by yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Wow. It is so true. We continue to consent, or the other situation with your death by yes is I think of the movie Jim Carrey, where it was Yes Man. And he started saying, I don't know what the deal was, but anyways, he wasn't saying yes. He was limiting his life. Basically, that's what they're saying in the movie. So he had to agree to say yes to everything in his life. And things were going great because he was pushed out of his boundaries. But then again, it turned into he didn't know who he was at the very end. He had to, like, his life started crumbling because he started to be in everybody else's identity versus in his own identity. It helped him to kind of understand where he was, gave him some really cool experiences that helped him find himself. But in overall, it literally almost killed him, where he had to start saying, like, no, like, I don't consent to that. What am I doing? I'm self-sabotaging. I'm harming myself.
Yes, and I honestly today usually we're very skilled, say having a conversation, then come around to some little tidbit and some little suggestion, like, and on this one I'm like, you know what? Just like look at it, like where are yeses, because there's yeses that are productive and there's yeses that are destructive, and there's a tipping point, you can apply that to anything. It's like, people talk about with food, for example, eat in moderation. Do you know what moderation is? You say yes until you have to say no. That's moderation.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
And if you don't say no, you're on the death by yes trajectory. And it's like, it's weird because, we have this very in pretty intensive reaction to the word death. So to put it in there today, I was like, huh, but you know what, if you can, that would be one tip that I could share. Move beyond any like, oh my God, about that word, and just embrace the entire phrase and how that plays out for you. I really don't have any other suggestions outside of that.
Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect. Well, thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you. All right. Have fun asking this question today.
Great. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. All right. Until next time.